It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Had an experience in Walmart yesterday that was very frustrating. It makes me hate people. I just sometimes I look around and I'm like, do we even deserve to survive as a race or a species?
You can do that just driving.
I know.
Walking downtown.
You don't have to go in store to hate people.
Being in a restaurant.
Well, let me tell you what happened. We're in line because the two self-checkouts were backed up. They only had two open. And so we had to get in a regular line, which felt like, I don't know, we were back in the 80s or something.
Yeah, it's weird,
so
ain't it?
We're behind this little old hunched over old lady. She's got her groceries. And bless her heart, she's doing the best she can. So she's going through. And this lady who's probably 60-ish is the cashier. And so she's going through and she gets to one of her items, which is a bottle of wine. This lady asked to see her ID. I'm like, she did not really ask for this lady's ID. So the old lady gets out a card and hands it to her. And the cashier's looking. She goes, I can't see your birthday. Well, the old lady mishears her and thinks she's asking, what's your birthday? So she announces to all of us that her birthday is May the 16th of 1934.
Oh, my.
So we start doing the math in our head. Yeah. That's 91 years old. She carded a 91-year-old lady. And then this thing that she gave her didn't have a birthday on it, so she had to get her ID out and find her actual driver's license.
Was it the driver's license was just a piece of paper with her name?
Used
to do back in the day.
So she finally found her actual driver's license and gave it to the lady. And so my wife and I'm like, this lady's an idiot. And the guy behind me's like, they sure take their security seriously. I'm like, that's not seriously. That's stupidly.
Yeah, but as someone who used to work in bars, if you do not card people, you can get in trouble, even if it is very obvious that they are over 21.
But why? Who makes that rule? What on earth made us decide we got to card a 91-year-old lady to buy a bottle of wine?
I can promise you it wasn't me, because I'd look at that birthday and be like, carry the one? I don't know. Close enough. Here you go.
You wouldn't have to look. This lady was hunched over, had a cane, and she was she was 91 years old.
Good for her. Was she on one of those little scooters?
No, she just had a cane.
But you know what? Yes, that's a driver's license.
I just picture her with her little bottle of wine and be like, get out of my way.
Honestly, though, good for her at 91 shopping by herself.
Man. Well, I had no problem with her. Yeah. It's the cashier that upset me.
And it's crazy that they'll do that, but yet they'll let someone walk out the front door with a cart full of electronic stealing stuff and not stop them.
Our world is topsy-turvy. It makes no sense. We let the thieves walk out with the goods and we don't touch them, but an old lady who's 91 can't get her bottle of wine until she shows ID.
Well, it's kind of like in families when the really horrible kid gets all the attention and the really good kid, you kind of look them over because they're not making the ruckus. Same thing. Do y'all not know that's a thing?
I'm not sure if it's the same thing.
It is, because it's the people who are stealing, they're going to cause such a ruckus and it's going to be such a big deal. So people are like, it's not even worth it. Yeah. But this sweet little lady who's just trying to get her wine.
She should have just run for it. They wouldn't have done anything to her then.
You mean walked for it?
Well, hobbled for it.
Yeah. I would have left the bottle and walked out.
I know, right?
Take it off.
Would you really? I mean, why would you?
No, you know I'm not going to leave alcohol.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, when it comes to grocery shopping, about 86% of Americans are stressed out about the cost of their groceries now. They've gone up. They have skyrocketed. Just looking at some of the packaging is scaled down, but the price has gone up. So that's a pretty big deal for a lot of people trying to get by now.
I'll tell you, I can't even enjoy my cheese balls anymore. They used to cost $5. Now they're $7.99, and they don't put nearly as much cheese on the balls. So now I just got balls without cheese.
You know, that's the thing I've noticed. Everything gets cheaply made after it gets you hooked to it, like the Swiffer Dusters. Used to be awesome. Now they're thin.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, my toilet paper had aloe. Now it's sensitive, and I feel no lotion.
No, the Swiffer Dusters don't taste the same either.
No. They don't.
That was stupid.
So yes, it was. There's a major source of financial strain, they're saying. A lot of people say it's a major source of their financial strain right now. Only 14% reported no stress whatsoever when they go grocery shopping.
I got my little garden in the backyard, and every time I produce one tomato a week, I'm like, woo, I just saved a dollar.
It makes you feel good, though.
It really does.
Now, see, I don't get – I love grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, I grab my cart, I hit the bar.
I love grocery shopping.
And then I go up and down every aisle. I don't even have pets or kids, but I'm up and down those aisles.
I love grocery shopping. I just don't like to check out.
Yeah, if you can just walk out without that part.
I've got to where I almost won't buy anything unless it's BOGO.
Exactly.
So I want to tell you some ways to save some money. Shoppers guess that their main grocery store has a net profit of 33%. That's what they think grocery
much
stores
much lower.
Make, yeah, but they are a little bit off. The average net profit for a supermarket or grocery store is closer to about 1% historically.
Are you serious?
3% in the worst of times. So they're not making a lot of money, which, and you think they are, but that's why we have the, you know, one checkout line that's open and also have to check out by ourselves for the self-checkout. It's like, you know. They're not making a big profit, so that's why there's only one lane open.
Well, who's making the profit then? The brands? Because why is everything so expensive?
Yeah, they're making the money back from the factories.
Ugh. So here's a tip for you to keep your food costs down. Buy more items on sale, like Tom said. Wait for it to go BOGO. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect time to save some money. Shift into store brands on some products that you can.
Yes, yeah.
And I guess, would that be more like spices and stuff, salts that don't really make a difference?
That's what I've heard. I'm drinking the Harris Teeter coffee right now.
I mean, Publix has their own brand of chips. They taste fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Buying in bulk. And that's a good way to save some money, especially on the toilet papers and stuff like that.
Yeah, but woo, when they hit the total at those stores, oh my God. You have to tell yourself, you're like, okay, this is going to get us through the month. But oh my gosh, that total.
Working off a list and avoiding the impulse buys, that's part of the fun of doing the grocery shopping now.
I will never reject Oreos or anything like that, especially the specialty flavors. I'm like, well, we got to try them.
I have friends, they have all their groceries delivered. They never go into a grocery store.
But that saves money, probably.
And it probably does, but I'm like, I love that because you do find things that are on sale that you didn't know you wanted, like those Oreos.
Yeah, why, yeah. Substituting similar or less expensive meats and vegetables. I don't know if I want to do that.
Instead of a filet, do flank steak.
Maybe. A hamburger steak for the kids tonight. With the ketchup, of course. Or if you want to be really fancy, you can use an A1 sauce on that hamburger steak. I was explaining to my son the different types of steaks the other day. He's like, you really just pat out. That's a hamburger with no bread. And then compare prices at multiple stores before buying is another way to save some money. And regardless of what grocery store prices are, they say it's cheaper to eat at home than go to a restaurant and eat out.
So. You've seen that meme. It says, I save money by not going out to eat and buying me a sandwich. So I went to the store and spent $50 on the ingredients to make my own sandwich. Is it worth it?
Well, the thing is you should be able to make more than one sandwich with that.
You just wanted one. You don't want any more.
Later on, you're needing to get another one.
But the bread, lettuce, tomatoes, they won't last that long.
Put them in the fridge.
Yeah, you put them in the fridge, Joe, and then about 3 months later, you're like, what is that brown lettuce? Where'd that come from? So grocery stores, you know, they're doing all kinds of ways, though, to help you save money here. There's a new app to help save money at a grocery store, and it's a meditation app. It has been saving me all kinds of money, and I want you to hear a little bit of it right now. This is the grocery store app that has been saving me money.
Let us begin to cope with the stress of grocery shopping. Once inside the store, gently close your eyes so you can't see the prices. Breathe in, now breathe out and release the tension. And also, release 3 items from your list. Do you really need bread, cheese, and dog food? Now, open your eyes and look for the meat section and walk quickly past it to the cereal aisle. Slowly lower your head towards the bottom shelf and seek out the generic brands. Now feel the sensation of picking up a bag of Fruityos. Now find the manager special on nearly expired milk and make your way to the self-checkout. This has been your grocery store meditation.
See, now there's many more to choose from. That's just one that's helped me save money right there. You're welcome.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, they ask people, what's the most frustrating thing when you're watching TV or, you know, Netflix with someone else? What drives you the craziest? And some of them were pretty obvious, like someone chewing on noisy food sitting right beside you.
Top of my list.
Okay.
I have a whole list, but go ahead and tell me yours.
Well, good. I have one, too. We can compare and see which one they are.
I know what drives my husband crazy.
What's that?
I ask a bunch of questions.
Okay. That's some of those.
That's number two.
I don't know what it is. Trying to guess the plot twist
before it happens.
But I like to be right.
I know. I like doing that, too. What I hate is when someone asks you, like, why are they doing that? Yes. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching the same show as you.
See, but I tell my husband, I'm like, that just means I think you're really smart because I expect you to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but with kids, they always doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with kids, it might be a little more tolerable, but whenever you have a grown adult sitting next to you asking something and you're like, I've got the same information you do.
Let's keep watching the movie.
Another thing that bugs people is using a phone or another device while they're watching TV.
That was my third list. I told you, I'm with you.
Okay, but what you struggle with, someone's on their phone. And they're like, oh, they look up, what I miss? What I miss? Or, you know, hey, can you rewind that? I missed something.
Yes.
That's one I hear, too. Rewinding to catch something they missed.
Because they're on their phone is the problem. And then another thing, too, is the other person's like, you know, you want to watch something with somebody.
Right.
And enjoy the same experience, but they're on their phone. I'm like, why even sit down if you're not enjoying the same thing?
Very true. But I will get distracted because I'm like, I saw this actor in something else. And I'll go to Google it. And then I'm like, oh, I've got a notification. Oh, what's that? And then before I know it.
Rewind that.
Yeah.
Okay. They said also pausing the show at vital moments to go to the toilet or go make something to drink or eat. You know, it's you're all excited about the next scene, and they're like, hold on, let me pause it for you. You're like, I don't want to wait.
But that's fun when something is about to happen. That's when I'll pause it, too, because I'll go chill and then come back for the exciting
part. Well, you got to use a bathroom. I will hold it until the right time to do that. I'm not going to do it like they start punching each other out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to use a bathroom right now and pause it.
Well, it's a fight scene.
But you have to wait until, you know, it moves to the next day or whatever.
Yes.
Well, you don't want to get too excited with a full bladder. But, you got to go ahead and take care of that situation. Yeah,
okay. You don't want to get in a fight with a full bladder either.
Torres mentioned Googling actors while you're watching the show, covering your eyes during scary scenes.
I do that.
Wait. Why would that bother somebody?
Yeah, I agree. I guess they're like wanting to share the experience with you, and you're just tuning out for part of it.
Well, they can't handle it. I'm like, they'll have nightmares. You want them to have nightmares later on?
You don't fully cover, but you do that thing with your eyes where you like peek through your fingers so you see at least half the screen.
I don't do that either.
What?
No.
Yeah, then you kind of know what's going on, but not enough to really keep you up at night.
Yeah, if there's a gory scene, I'll make sure my finger is over the gore part, but I can still see the rest of the TV.
We're at the theater not long ago, and the kids were there, and so we're sitting there in a row, and all of a sudden, it's a superhero movie, and the characters start kissing. And so my son puts his hands over my eyes. It's kind of funny. Everybody's putting their hands over each other's eyes.
That's also on here is talking to the TV as if the characters can hear you. Like,
run!
Don't go in there. Run.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Getting distracted by notifications on your phone.
Tori.
Asking someone else to update you on what happened because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Singing along to the theme song.
Hey, that's okay because I'm going to be doing that.
Kata's going to be doing that
one. It's a musical. I'm like, they're going to be singing a lot.
Try and put on Law & Order SVU and I don't sing that song. Bom, 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 bom.
And now there's a dance.
Wow, wow.
There's a dance now they do.
Oh, I saw that. There's no way I'm learning that dance.
No.
They said also mimicking the accents of the characters.
What do you mean, Tom?
Exactly that. Like you watch the Geico lizard on whenever the commercials are on. The next thing you know, you're talking like him.
Mm-hmm.
They said also searching the show and finding out spoilers and then sharing them with your partner.
No, that's wrong.
That is totally wrong. Talking over the show about something else when someone's trying to concentrate on it. Commentating during the show and stealing snacks from someone else when they leave the room.
Well, why don't they just say what the real problem is? I think they don't like talkers.
Well, they don't whenever they're watching the show.
You know what? And Netflix says the average subscriber spends 40 hours per month watching movies on its streaming service. And what they don't say, the average subscriber spends 90 hours per month searching for movies worth watching before they spend the 40 hours actually watching the movie on Netflix.
My wife and I would spend a whole night of searching through trailers and then be like, all right, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, kids have had their summer break. They're going to be starting back to school. A lot of kids already started back to school. You know, what if adults, they had their summer break? You know, they get off for a couple of months, and they would go to their certain camps and stuff. You know, kids, they've gone to camp. My kids went to basketball camps, all kinds of camps, just keep them busy throughout the summer. But you know that there is now adult camping.
Really?
And I'm not talking about KOA campgrounds. I'm talking about the adults. They go to these camps, like a 4-H camp, and, you know, all the stuff that's at normal kids' camps are at these adult camps.
Who can afford this or take the time off?
True for both those things, but man, it sounds nice. Just playing in the water. You don't have to do laundry. You don't have to worry about cooking dinner. You don't have to worry about getting the family outside.
You have Parents' Day where the parents come and watch you play.
Do you have a counselor, a camp counselor that sleeps in the same room as you?
I hope. Especially if we're in the woods.
There's a camp counselor and you got the bunk beds there. It's like, I got top bunk.
Well, it's good because you need an adult.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, I loved camp when I was a kid. I liked going to church camp and stuff, and you'd be away from your parents for a whole week. And the thing about this adult summer camps, you're away from the kids for a whole week. So you get a break there, and they say it's adult-friendly perks, providing all kinds of fun and social getaways.
The only downside, it's like vacation. When you come back, you're going to have to catch up on all the stuff you missed for that week.
Okay, yeah. I think it should be like summer camp. I mean, like a summer break for kids, because when they come, well, you know what? My kids had summer reading, so they make you do that through the summer. Summer reading and math my kids had to do.
Math? Ugh.
Yeah. So it's like traditional camp activities. They have like archery, hiking, canoeing, arts and crafts. They also have the adult wine tasting events at these adult camps.
I'm listening.
And craft beer tasting, yoga, and gourmet meals.
Wow.
So
wine tasting right before archery. I can see that.
Yeah. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. The insurance policy must be outrageous.
They have themed parties where you dress up with live music. They have talent shows for the kids. So,
oh gosh, I love this. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Talent shows for the kids or for the adults?
Did I say for the kids?
Yeah.
It's talent shows for the adults like they
That's
do for
cool.
kids. Yeah. Could you imagine? I got a talent. I'm going to get up here and juggle. And that should be after the wine tasting as well.
I'd be impressive.
But they say it's a great way to meet new people. With the adult summer camps. Yeah. Okay.
Can it just be all my friends?
Well, you can do that, too.
We already do this.
We really do, because, I mean, we rented a house in Hartwell, Georgia, on the lake to go see Pitbull and Anderson back in the day, and I think there was about 20 of us in that house.
Y'all even go camping.
Well, you know, I have not been lately. I haven't talked to my camping friends lately, and I think I'm getting out of the camping mood.
Okay, well, all I have to do is Google adult summer camps. They are out there for you to go and have a little fun. You might, you know, have the arts and crafts where you make a belt with your name on the back of it and stuff.
Now, I do have a question, because this is why I don't go camping as often, is because the walking to the bathhouse in the woods in the middle of the night it's not appetizing to me.
Yeah.
Do they have bathhouses in this camp, or do we have toilets in our rooms?
They did not say that.
I'm going to need to know this before I go.
They do have the Adult Space Academy camp that's out there. Experience for those interested in space.
That sounds like I'm going to have to learn.
Yeah. And you got to wear those heavy suits all week long. So when you go to the pool, you have to take that off.
No, you don't. They use it in the pool. That's how they learn how to work in zero gravity.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but how do you swim? Because wouldn't it make you float back up? Mm. You're like, I'm trying to get this ring in the bottom of the pool, but I can't.
I think they're pretty heavy.
Oh, well, that's a total opposite problem.
Yeah, well, you can breathe in it, though, because it's got air supplies for it.
Wow, they just thought of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I did anyway.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.